You guys ever build IKEA furniture before?
我不知道大家有没有做过拼凑这个 IKEA 的家具过没有。
Slow process, you have to put piece by piece, and you have a vision of the couch, but you don't see it until you've done some slow building.
我不知道大家有拼凑过家具没有，你首先自己心里有一个图案，然后你按着步骤慢慢的把这个家具一块一块的拼起来。
That's a nice picture for the subject I want to talk about today, which is also building.But not furniture, but the house of God.
这也是今天我要与大家分享的。而我今天与大家分享不是拼凑一个家具，乃是建立神的家。
Yeah, the Bible describes anywhere that God dwells as His house.
实际上，在圣经说，只要是神所居住的地方，就是神的家。
Any place where you can actually meet or have an encounter with God might be considered the house of God.
所有在你可以遇见神的地方呢，都可以。被称之为神的家。
So in many ways, this church can be considered the house of God.
所以我可以说，在这个教会，我们也可以称之为神的家。
If you come here for a meeting and you are worshiping God and you sense His presence or you sense His trying to connect with you, that is a sign that you are in His dwelling place.
所以当我们在这边聚集的时候，我们在这边敬拜的时候，当我们感觉感到神的同在的时候，实际上我们就在神的家里了。
I need to tell you though that you don't have to come here to this location to meet with God.
但是我需要再跟大家提的就是，你并不需要一定要在这里才能遇到神。
The Bible teaches that you can meet with God anywhere.
实际上，圣经告诉我们，我们可以在任何地方都可以遇到神的。
I went to a high school in New York City called Stuyvesant High School.
我那个时候是在纽约市的一个高中叫 Stuyvesant High School, Stuyvesant High School 上学。
Stuyvesant High School was a very stressful place.
实际上 Stuyvesant High School 也是纽约最好的高中，它是一个非常压力大的一个地方。
Everybody was worried about their grades and where to go to college.
因为在那边上学的学生，每一个人都在思考他将来要进哪一个学校，他的成绩有多好。
So I remember in high school, trying very much to help people feel better.
所以我记得我那时候在高中的时候，我总是想让我周遭的同学能够轻松一点。
So oftentimes in the cafeteria at lunchtime, I would have my tray of food and my friend would be with me.
所以我记得当我每次在午餐的时候，我在餐厅的时候，我前面有我的午餐，然后我的朋友就在我旁边。
And I would say something like, "Hey, you want to pray together?"
然后我总会跟我旁边同学说，哎，要我们要不要一起祷告啊？
Like you want to pray about your SAT coming up or like your college applications or something?
我就会跟他说，我们要不要一起为你的申请大学来祷告，以及我们主要的考试来祷告呢？
And a lot of times, even my non-Christian friends would say, "Hey, what do I have to lose?" Okay.
然后有的时候，这些我不是非基督徒的朋友也说，何不呢？我们就祷告吧。
So right there in the cafeteria at Stuyvesant High School, I would pray with my friend, and a lot of times my friend afterward would say, "You know, Frank, I feel a lot better. I feel like a peace inside."
然后祷告完之后，我的朋友就说，哎 ，Frank， 真的祷告完之后，我心中平安多了。
I would say that's a sign that God wants to take up a spot in your heart.
而实际上，我那时候马上就说，实际上那个就是一个印证，神愿意。
And in those moments, the table in the cafeteria at Stuyvesant High School became the house of God.
然后就在那个时候，我可以说 Stuyvesant 那个高中那个里面的餐厅，在那一刻，神就在那里居住了。
So my word to you is that any place that you do something like that is the house of God.
所以我可以跟大家说，只要你能够遇见神的地方，都可以称作神的家。
If you want to start a little prayer group at your office at work,
如果你希望在你办公室能够开始一个小小的祷告会的话，
or if you want to invite other moms to your living room during the week to pray,
或者你想请其他的附近的这些妈妈们到你家里一起来祷告，
Your cubicle at work or your living room couch could be the house of God.
所以不断是你办公的地方或者你家里的客厅都可以成为神所在的地方。
So the big idea I want to get across is that you are all builders, just like that guy in the IKEA picture.
所以我想跟大家提醒的就是实际上我们每一位都是建造的人就像照片中的人一样。
I am calling everybody here to be slow, methodical builders of the house of God, wherever you are.
我今天愿意呼召大家来到这里我们一起都成为能够按部就班成为一个造就神家的一个人。
Now, as soon as I say I'm calling you to this kind of sacred building, a natural response is to say, me?
也许当我说我呼召大家一起来建造神家的时候，大家也许会自问说，啊，是我吗？
Don't look at me, Dr. Chan.
Dr. Chan, 你不要看我，我可不是那一位哦。
You should look to somebody else, maybe like George here.
那也许你应该看，好像 George 这个人呢，找他吧。
Don't look at me.
不要看我。
It's very easy to disqualify yourself.
因为实际上我们大家都经常很容易认为我不够资格。
And to think up reasons why you should not be a person to do this.
然后我们就想了千番千百个理由认为我不够资格。
So if that is your thought, this sermon today is for you.
如果您有自己这样子想的话，今天这个信息就是为您而设计的。
I would like to present a teaching on this question, who is qualified to build the house of God?
也许我今天就问大家一个问题，就是谁有资格去建造神的家呢？
And I will use the book of Nehemiah to do it.
那我今天将会用尼希米记第三章来作为我们的讲到的经文。
Okay, so again, this is just a call to sacred building. We can go to the next slide. Okay, so here we go. Like I said, I want to use the book of Nehemiah, and Nehemiah is a book about sacred building.
所以我今天就想用尼希米记这段经文来与大家分享，而尼希米记就在讲到如何建造神的圣殿。
That picture here is a picture of a model of the city of Jerusalem at the time of Nehemiah.
而图片中的乃是我们在尼希米记那个时代耶路撒冷圣城的一个模型。
That structure in the upper right-hand corner, that kind of squarish building, is actually the temple of God.
所以在这边大家看到右上角这个方形的建筑物，那个时候就是圣殿。
So in Nehemiah's day, the house of God was a physical building.
也就在那个时候，神的家、神的圣殿在尼希米记的时代是一个实实在在的一个建筑物。
In Nehemiah's day, the wall surrounding the city of Jerusalem was broken down, and he wanted to rebuild it.
而在尼希米的那个时代呢，围绕圣城以及圣殿的这个城墙呢，乃是被毁坏了。因此，尼希米想重建这个围绕城的这个城墙。
So Nehemiah, just like you.Was called to build God's house.
实际上，尼希米在那个时候面对的，就如有如我们今天所面对的，我们被呼召要去建立神的家。
Let's go on to the next slide here.
我们再看下一个图片。
In the book of Nehemiah, you get to chapter 3, and it's just a list of all the people who built the house of God in his day.
实际上，当我们翻开尼希米记第三章的时候，我们就看见有一连串的名字，而这些名字就是建筑神圣城墙的这些工人的名字。
So if you don't mind, I would like to read the first four verses of Nehemiah chapter 3 in English, and then George will read them in Chinese.
所以大家可以仔细聆听的话，我将会用念出前面四节，然后我们用中文来念。
Now, my goal is not to teach that much about this passage. It's really just to give you a feel for what it sounds like.
我的目的并不是要教导这四节圣经的内容，我只是想告诉大家，这四节圣经里面实际上涵盖这整章经文的大要。
So let me start reading, and I warn you, it's not very interesting.
我要警告大家，实际上大家听了之后就觉得实际上没很乏味的。
Eliashib the high priest, verse 1, and his fellow priests went to work and rebuilt the sheep gate. They dedicated it and set its doors in place, building as far as the Tower of the Hundred, which they dedicated as far as the Tower of Hananel. The men of Jericho built the adjoining section, and Zachar, son of Imri, built next to them. The fish gate was rebuilt by the sons of Hassanah, They laid its beams and put its doors and bolts and bars in place. Meremoth, son of Uriah, the son of Hakoz, repaired the next section. I'll stop there.
好，前面四节就是是这样子的。那时大祭司以利亚什和他的弟兄众祭司起来建立羊门，分别为圣，安立门扇，又筑城墙到哈米亚楼，直到哈南叶楼，分别为圣。其次是耶利哥人建造，其次是英利的儿子撒克建造，哈西拿的子孙建立鱼门，建立横梁，安门扇和栓锁。其次是哈哥斯的孙子乌利亚的儿子米利莫建造，其次是米士沙别的孙子比亚加的儿子米苏修建造，其次是巴拿的儿子沙都建造，其次是哥雅人建修造。但是他们的贵胄不用担肩他们主的工作。
I have to warn you that the passage doesn't get any better sounding than this.
实际上我也警告大家，实际上大家继续读的时候依然是非常乏味无趣的。
The whole chapter is dull and uninteresting.
实际上整章都是非常无聊的。
If you have an insomnia problem and cannot sleep at night, I recommend reading Nehemiah chapter
3. 如果大家有失眠的问题的话，晚上睡觉之前可以读读这个。
Let's go on to the next slide here.
我们再看着下一个图片。
When I'm teaching the Old Testament, I have the students actually look at a map of the city of Jerusalem to show all the gates, and all Nehemiah 3 tells you is who built what section on that map.
当我在学校教书的时候，我就会教导我的学生一定要查看地图，知道每一个门、每一个城墙的地点，然后让他们知道是哪一族的人修哪一个地方。
Let's go to the next slide.
然后我们再看下一个图片。
Okay, so all the Nehemiah sounds just like that. Let's go on to the next slide here. And I think the next slide should say something like, it's something like 35 names. It's just a list of 35 names. And hold on a minute. And so I guess I need to make the point that it might be hard to imagine any strong spiritual lessons coming from a list of 35 names.
所以当我们读到尼希米记第三章的时候，我们会发现这其中已经列出了35个不同的名字。也许大家会怀疑，列出35个名字对我们属灵有任何的建造吗？
So I have assigned myself a very difficult task of finding spiritual truth in a list of 35 names.
所以当我是一个老师的话，我必须要从这个经文当中觉得能够发觉说列出35个名字能够带给大家有任何属灵的养分吗？
But I'm going to try.
而我今天会在这边试试。
At the end of the sermon, you can tell me if I'm successful.
然后最后我讲完道的话，大家可以来到我面前告诉我是不是有帮助大家。
Okay, let's go to the next slide. Lesson number one. All right, this is what I'll do. I'll say, whom does God call to do the hard work of building his house?
所以在这首先的我要问大家，到底神呼召了谁来到他面前去建造圣殿呢？
Okay, lesson number one, God calls people who have committed serious sins and have been forgiven.
第一个我想与大家分享的就是神乃是呼召那些曾经犯下大罪的人，而神却把他们招来去建神的城墙。
Is there anybody here who's committed a serious sin in their past and have been forgiven by God?
在座当中有没有犯过大罪，在神面前觉得非常羞愧，而却被神所饶恕的呢？
You are qualified to build the house of God.
实际上，你就是有资格来建造神的家的人。
Well, why do I say that?
我为什么这么讲呢？
Well, if you look at the list, you'll discover some interesting names.
因为当我们去读这一章的时候，我们就发现几个非常有意思的名字。
I won't actually read verse 11, but if you have a Bible and turn to Nehemiah 3:11, you'll see this name, Malchijah, son of Haran.
所以我不会把这个名字都讲出来，但是我们如果读第十一节的话，我们会发现其中有一个非常有意思的名字，就是巴哈摩亚的儿子哈树。
Now, if you actually try to research that name, you'll find that it also appears in a few chapters earlier in Ezra chapter 10, verse 31.
如果大家做一个查经的研究的话, 我们会发现这个名字实际上在以斯拉记里面也出现过。
The story in Ezra chapter 10 takes place 13 years earlier than the time of Nehemiah.
那以斯拉记10章31节也出现过的名字是什么时候呢? 乃是在尼希米记记载之前的13年前。
When the group of Jewish people who came to Jerusalem 13 years earlier came, Ezra, the great teacher of the law, told them, you cannot intermarry with the non-believing Canaanite women that lived there.
也就是在13年前, 当这一批以色列人回到耶路撒冷城的时候, 那个时候的文士以斯拉教训他的百姓说, 你们不可以跟外族人通婚。
But many of the men of Israel ignored this teaching and intermarried with the Canaanite women there anyway.
但是那个时候的以色列人却不理会以斯拉的教训, 他们就直接还是跟当地的迦南女子结婚。
And Ezra chapter 10 actually lists the names of all the men who did this.
而在以斯拉记第十章这边, 实际上以斯拉就把这一些不听话的男子与外族通婚的男子的名字全部列出来了。
It talks about how Ezra publicly rebuked these men by name.
也就是以斯拉当众教训这一些不听话的男子。
And one of those names was Malchijah, son of Haran.
那实际上其中的一个名字就是 巴哈摩亚的儿子亚述。
Now here is the lesson.
而今天我们所学的是什么呢?
Malchijah is given a second chance.
实际上这个人实际上有了第二次的机会了。
I can imagine Nehemiah with his clipboard setting up assignments for each portion of the wall, and he comes to Malchijah.
实际上我可以想象尼希米就好像一个工程的管理, 他手上有很多的名单, 而他一个一个名单来到这个 这个人面前的时候,
He's going through his notes and he says, Malchijah, son of Haran, Malchijah, son of Haran. Hey, aren't you the guy or one of the guys that Ezra rebuked 13 years earlier for intermarrying with Canaan women?
然后他就翻他手上的名单的时候, 他说, 这个名字好像听起来很熟悉, 巴哈摩亚的儿子亚述, 你不就是那个不听, 以斯拉, 然后跟外族人通婚的那一位吗?
And I can imagine Malchijah hanging his head, bowing his head, and saying, Yes, sir, I am.
我可以想象, 哈述那个时候听到这句话的时候就非常的羞愧, 低着头说, 是, 我就是那一位。
And I can also imagine Nehemiah saying, Are you sorry for what you did? Did Mr. Ezra talk to you about that? And have you been forgiven by God for this?
然后我可以想象尼希米那个时候就跟他说, 你知道错了吗? 你曾经有跟以斯拉老师好好的谈过, 你知道你需要来到神面前认错吗?
And I can imagine Malchijah saying, Yes, sorry for what I did.
我可以想象哈述就低着头说, 是的, 我错了。
I have confessed my sin, and I believe that God has forgiven me for that sin.
我已经来到神面前, 我认错了, 我相信神的饶恕。
And I can imagine Nehemiah saying, Okay, here's a hammer, go to work on that side of the wall.
然后我可以想象尼希米马上就给他一个锤子说, 好吧, 你现在就上工了, 那边有事情等着你做。
I love that.
我实际上非常喜爱这样的情形。
It means the Bible is all about giving people a fresh start and a second chance.
实际上我在圣经当中看见, 神就是愿意给人有第二次重新做人的机会。
So let's go to the next slide and I'll pose a question here. If you have something shameful in your past that makes you feel disqualified as a builder of the house of God, please reconsider your thinking.
那我想与大家分享的就是, 你在过去曾经在神面前做过羞愧的事情, 然后你认为你没有资格再来到神面前的时候, 实际上你必须要重新思考, 也许你依然可以成为神家中的工人。
Your past should not matter.
实际上你的过去并不重要。
The Lord still calls you to build his house.
神仍然呼召你去建造他的家。
Okay, that's my first lesson.
这是我的与大家分享的第一课。
Actually, I'm going to illustrate this by going to this next slide.
第一课。
All right, that is a picture of a small group that I led last fall semester.
这是我上个学期所带领的一个小组。
Okay, if you kind of squint a little bit, you'll see me kind of in the middle of that picture there.
如果大家可以看得仔细的话，我就在站在当中。
But I want to point out the guy immediate to my right, or my left on my right over there. His name is Michael.
但是如果大家可以看的话，在相片的右边，你会看见有个男子，他的名字叫 Michael。
Michael was in my group, and he spoke up a lot in my group.
Michael 就在我的小组里面，实际上他在小组的时候是非常爱说话的。
You see, he is divorced, but he married a second time to the lady on my left over there.
你知道他实际上他是离过婚的，而他后来又结婚了，他结婚的那个第二任妻子就站在我的右边。
And in our small group sharing time, Michael would often tell the other fellas in our group, like he's an older fella, he would look at us as younger fellas, and he would say, okay, don't make the same mistakes I did in my first marriage.
然后他当我们在小组分享的时候，那个 Michael 经常会跟大家说，对所有的男生说，你们千万不要重蹈我以前第一个婚姻的覆辙。
And so he would feel very sad and take much of the blame and responsibility for his first failed marriage.
他一直对他自己第一次婚姻的失败呢感到非常的难过，他一直认为他犯了很大的错。
And I felt very encouraged by him.
那实际上，但是我却被他的这一种行动感到非常的鼓舞。
He taught me how to have a better marriage from his mistakes.
因为他教导我如何从他的第二个婚姻当中学习来建立好一个婚姻。
At the end of the semester of that growth group, the growth group coordinator said, can you recommend someone to lead next semester's group?
当我这一个学期的小组结束的时候，负责的人就跟我说，陈教授，你行再推荐一个人，他能够负责下一个小组的带领呢？
I wrote back and I said, I would recommend Michael.
然后我那个时候就回复了，我说我将会建议 Michael 成为下一个新的组的带领人。
You see, Michael made a very bad mistake in his past, but he's taken ownership of it, and he has been forgiven, and he's learned from it.
大家可知，因为我看到 Michael 这个人，他虽然过去犯了错，他却承认他的错误，他接受着他的错误，他也愿意面对改进。
I said he would be a very good builder of the house of God.
然后我就认为他就可以成为一个建造神家的一个好的工人。
I say the same thing to anybody here.
实际上我也对大家给予同样的信息。
If you made some poor decision or did something embarrassing or shameful in your past, the gospel is that you can start afresh.And be given a second chance, and the Lord can use you to build His house.
实际上，在座大家也许曾经犯过极大的错误，很羞愧、难以启齿的错误。但是我今天要跟大家说的，圣经里的神是说，给我们有一个重新机会，重新来服侍他的机会的。
If you are disqualifying yourself because of the past thing that you did.Please reconsider your thinking.
如果你认为你过去的错误导致你不能再服侍的话，请你重新思考吧。
Okay, that's the first lesson. Let's move on to the next lesson.
这是我与大家分享的第一课。
Whom does God call to do the hard work of sacred building? Second, God calls people who may not think they are qualified or skilled.
第二个，我想再与大家分享是神到底呼召了谁去建造这一个圣殿呢？答案是。就是那些认为他们自己不够资格的人。
If you just read casually the list of these 35 names in Nehemiah 33, you'll find some very interesting names on this list here.
当我们去把这35个名字仔细查考的时候，我们就会发现很有意思的，其中很多人他并没有能力或也许没有属实的资格去建造一些房屋类的事工。
For example, I won't read this, but in verse 8, there is the name Uzel and it describes him as a goldsmith.
所以我们在这边我们看见第八节的时候有一个非常有意思的名字叫做、哈海亚。哈海亚他实际上他是一个银匠。
Now remember, Nehemiah is trying to build a wall with timber gates.
大家请记得尼希米这个时候乃是需要大家来一起建造木头造的一个城门。
Heavy construction work.
是非常重工程 重量的一个工程。
But a goldsmith in those days was primarily someone who made jewelry or decorations.
但是可以想象的那个时候银匠他主要的工作乃是用来做用金跟银做首饰的。是非常细腻的。
So Uzel might say, I'm not used to doing heavy lifting or major constructive structural work. I do decorations.
所以哈海亚他可以说他说我实际上 我一般来说我都是做这种非常细腻的工作我没有力气去做这些非常沉重的工作。
In God's mind, it doesn't matter.
但是在神的眼中这个不重要的。
He will still call people who do not think they are qualified or skilled.
他乃是呼召这些人，也许这些人的本身认为他我不够资格，我没有能力去做。
Also in verse 8, there is a name Hananiah who is called a maker of perfumes.
所以我们在这边我们也看见另一个名字叫哈拿尼亚。哈拿尼亚他实际上是一个做香料的人。
This is not about hammering nails or sawing wood. It's about making fragrances.
哈纳尼亚他主要工作是做香料的他并不是 做锄头类他也不是做锯木头的人。
God called him.
但是神却呼召了他。
Verse 12 describes a group of people called Shallum's daughters.
然后我们在这边我们看见有另一群人他们是沙龙的女儿。
Now let me just pause for a second and have you think about that. There are these Shallum's daughters who also helped build the wall.
所以我就请大家先我们停在这边一下想想看居然神叫了沙龙的女儿们去 制造城墙。
In those days and in that culture, if you were a girl, you were generally married off by around age 14 or 15.
而在那个时候的文化你如果是一个女孩子的话你大概十四岁你就出嫁了你就是别人家的了。
As soon as you could have a baby, you were married off to some other family.
而当你尤其你一有孩子的话你已经不属于这个家了。
And you would not be identified as my daughter, you'd be identified as so-and-so's wife.
当你一出嫁的时候你就不属于这个家庭的女儿了你乃是属于某某人的妻子。
So these daughters in verse 12, in my mind, are probably very young.
所以我认为在这边所讲的沙龙的女儿们，她们的年纪可能是非常的轻的。
I have a daughter who is about 12 years old.
我有个女儿，她是大概是12岁左右。
She's very cute.
她非常可爱。
But she's very little.
但是她也非常的小。
So I'm thinking Shallum is handing someone like my daughter a hammer saying, okay, do you want to help daddy do some work today?
所以我可以想象沙龙也许就把个锤子给他的女儿说来女儿帮我忙吧。
Take your daughter to work day.
然后就把自己的女儿带去一起上班。
So God calls even them to build his house.
神甚至呼召了这一类的人他也呼召了。
Verse 32 talks about temple servants and merchants.
然后在三十二节又讲到这里面除了这些人之外还有银匠跟商人。
These are not construction people at all.
这一些人都是从来不会建造任何事工作的人。
It doesn't matter if they think they are unqualified or unskilled.
实际上对神来说是毫从来不是用此来鉴定一个人的资格的。
You do not have to have a seminary degree to invite someone to pray with you at your cafeteria lunch table.
你不需要有神学院的神学位，你也可以邀请你的朋友一起在你吃午饭的地方一起祷告。
It's still sacred building to which God can call you.
这乃是神呼召你建造圣殿的一个地方。
Let's go on to the next slide here. And so if you've thought your lack of education or resources disqualifies you to be a builder of the house of God, please reconsider your thinking.
如果你认为是因为你的教育水平不够，或者你不够的资源的话，因此你不能成为神建造神圣殿的工人的话，请你重新再思考一次吧。
Go to the next slide. I'll give you this illustration regarding my mother.
然后我在这边用我与我妈妈的照片来做一个解释。
This is a selfie I took of me and my mother in her Chinatown apartment.
这是我用我的手机用自拍照在我妈妈所住的中国城的这个公寓里面所拍的。
This Mrs. Chan, not my wife Mrs. Chan, but this mother Mrs. Chan is, this is 2019. She's 88 years old this year.
这位陈太太实际上就是我的妈妈，她今年是88岁了。
She's been a Christian a really long time.
她实际上做基督徒已经很久了。
Probably over 80 years, man.
大概超过80年她都是基督徒。
Okay, I have to tell you something, though. She was a little girl in the 1930s in China when the Japanese invaded.
她实际上大概是八岁左右，当在1930年代的时候，当日本轰炸中国的时候，她在那边。
So her life got disrupted, and she never really finished her education.
但是因为日本的入侵的缘故，她一直都没有完成她的学业。
She describes herself as a sixth grade dropout.
对她来说，她总是讲自己连小学都没毕业的程度。
My sisters and I have discussed this, and we don't think she probably got past the third grade.
实际上，我与我的姐妹们也讨论一下我妈妈的教育程度，我们想她可能连三年级都没读完。
She is first to tell you that she is an uneducated person.
她这是第一个跟我们说她是一个完全没有受过教育的人。
But I need to tell you that my mother is a fierce evangelist.
但是我可以跟大家说，她却是我认识当中最热心传福音的人。
She loves to visit many of her friends who,quite honestly, are sick and dying in hospitals.
她经常去探望这些她快要又老又快死或者在医院的这些朋友们。
And to be quite honest, she's somewhat lonely because most of her peers have died.
我也可以跟大家说，实际上她现在的生活是非常孤单的，因为她大部分的朋友都死了。
But like I said, she will not let you pass away.Without a chance to receive Jesus.
但是我可以跟大家分享的是，他从来不会让他的朋友在死前没有听过他所传的福音。
So she goes to a hospital room, oftentimes with her Bible, ready to present Jesus to her friends and have them receive Jesus before they die.
所以他总是手中拿着圣经到医院去探望他的朋友，要确定他朋友在死前能够听过圣经中的福音。
And she has led.Probably dozens of people to Jesus right on their deathbeds in the hospital.
我可以说他曾经能够带领就在他们这些病人在病床死前信主大概有数十人之多。
When I get to heaven, there's going to be a whole bunch of Chinese people coming up to me saying, hey, I'm only here because of your mom.
我可以想象当我到天堂的时候会有一群中国人来到我面前说，哎，我今天能够在这乃是因为你妈妈的功劳。
I have 3 theological degrees.
大家知道吗？我有三个神学院的学位。
She never finished the third grade.
她从来没有读完三年级。
But she is 10 times the evangelist that I am.
但是我可以说，她所布道、所使带人信主的数目却超过我十倍以上。
Her lack of education or resources has not disqualified her.
他不会因为他的背景或者他的教育水平而让他没有资格进入神的工作。
It will not disqualify you either.
同样也不，你的教育或者说你的资源也不会因此拦住你做神的工作。
Both she and you are called to be builders of the house of God.
实际上你与我的母亲都被呼召要成为建造神圣殿的工人。
Okay, that's my second lesson.
这是我与大家分享的第二课。
Let's go on to the next slide. This is our third lesson. Whom does God call to do the hard work of sacred building?Thirdly, those people who will not follow the crowd, but courageously go against the grain.
第三个我与大家分享的是，神到底呼召哪些人去建造圣殿呢？ 乃是这一些人愿意成为中流砥柱，不同流合污的人。
Here I'm speaking to anybody here who says, no one else in my peer group, wants to do the building of the house of God.
我在这边与大家所分享的就是这些人认为，如果您认为你周遭的人没有一个人想加入建造神圣殿的工作。
I will look funny if I devote lots of energy to church work or Christian things.
但是我如果说我愿意加入教会，愿意建造教会神的家的话，我会在我的周遭朋友当中看起来非常的突兀。
Well, in verse 5 of this list of builders, we have the men of Tekoa who did not follow the nobles of Tekoa,who refused to help build the walls of Jerusalem.
在这边第五节，尼希米记第三章第五节说，其次是提哥雅人修造，但是他们的贵胄不用肩担他们上司的工作。
In other words, they came from a town called Tekoa, and Tekoa had a number of people who said, we're upper class. We do not roll up our sleeves and sweat outside in the sun. We will not.It's beneath us to do that work.
这个背景乃是这一群人来自提哥雅，而提哥雅当中有一群人认为他们自认是上流人物。他们说我不会在这边扛起这种所谓蓝领阶级人要做的事。
But these men from Tekoa said, we're going to be the opposite of those nobles.
但是其中却有一批人说，我却不要照这一批所谓自认为是贵胄人。一样的态度。
Instead of refusing to help, they went the extra mile. They actually worked on two sections of the wall, by the old gate and by the great projecting tower.
这一群人就是说，我们情愿不单单负担我们所给予我们的工作，我们还承受双份的分量，去还要修复另一个地段的城墙。
So do you see what I'm saying? The crowd went that way, but they said we're going to go the opposite way of the crowd.
大家可以想象吗？也就是一大群人说我们不要做，但是这一小部分人说没有关系，我要承担责任，我要跟大家有所不同。
So let's go to the next slide and I'll ask another question.
所以我们就来继续再问下一个问题。
If none of your friends are interested in building the house of God and think you are weird.For being a builder of the house of God, please reconsider your thinking.
在这边，如果你周遭的朋友没有一个人想为教会或圣殿付出的话，然后你可能在这边参与神的工作的话，会被他们认为说你是非常独特、奇特，而且不入流的话，请你重新思考。
God calls those who are willing to be different.From the rest of the crowd.
实际上神呼召我们是要让我们从我们的周遭的人分别出来的。
Let's go to the next slide and I'll illustrate this with this next picture. Okay, that's a picture of me in Israel. And if you look really carefully, you should be able to see George and Michelle in the same picture.
这个是我在以色列拍的一个照片。如果大家更看清楚一点的话，你在照片当中还可以看见 George 跟 Michelle。
Actually, I just see Michelle. Maybe George is taking the picture.
Right next to Michelle.
Oh, you're right there? You there? Okay. Okay, very good. All right, that's an Israel trip that we took last summer.
这是我们到去年在以色列所照的一张照片。
I put up this picture to show you the guy to my left, a Chinese guy named Ezekiel.
我在这边与大家分享的是，这边有一个非常特殊的人，他乃是在我的照片的最左边的这个，他的名字叫 Ezekiel， 是一个中国人。
Okay, George and Michelle remember Ezekiel.
我相信 George 跟 Michelle 对 Ezekiel 印象非常的深。
He's a very funny Chinese guy.
他是非常有意思的一个人。
Ezekiel at the time was 71 years old.
实际上那个时候Ezekiel 这个人他已经71岁了。
Lived a very successful, colorful life.
他实际上他过去的生活实际上真是多彩多姿。
He is a licensed acupuncturist.
他实际上是一个有执照的针灸师。
And that means he's a doctor.
也就是说他是一个医生。
He was also a Wall Street IT guy for many years.
实际上他也那个时候曾经在华尔街做过电脑程序的工程师。
And an officer in the US Army.
他也曾经在美国陆军当过军官。
You would think at the age of 71, he might say, okay, it's time to retire. I had a very good, full, satisfying life.
所以大家可以想象，你可以想，他也许到71岁的时候，很自然说，哎，我年纪已经到了，这个时候是让我享清福的时候。
But he showed up in one of my seminary classes last week.Two springs ago.
但是他却来到我两年前开始上我的神学院，开始上我的课了。
And you must understand, if I'm teaching a class, most of the people in the class are in their 20s, 30s, and maybe 40s.
大家可以想象，那个时候如果来上学神学课的人，大部分年纪大概在他们二三十岁，也许有些人四十岁的时候。
Ezekiel is 71.
而这个学生他却已经71岁了。
At the end of the class, I said, "Hey, I have to ask you something."
然后当我上完课的时候，我就问 Ezekiel 这个学生。
No disrespect, but why are you here?
他说我就跟他说，我并不是问这个问题，不是不尊重你，而是我要问你说，你为什么来上课呢？
Why is a 71-year-old man in a seminary class with 20-somethings and 30-somethings and 40-somethings?
为什么一个七十多岁的老人愿意来到神学院去跟一些二三十岁的人一起上神学课呢？
He said, Dr. Chan, I would like to be ordained as a minister.
他说陈教授，因为我希望能够学完之后，我能够成为一个被案例的牧师。
He says, I've actually been to the country of Panama, and there are many, many Chinese people in Panama that go to Chinese churches in Panama, and I'd like to be one of their pastors.
他说，乃是因为我曾经到过巴拿马。我到巴拿马的时候，发现当地有许许多多的华人，他们去教会，而我希望能够念完神学院，成为一个牧师，能够照顾他们。
Now, he speaks no Spanish.
你知道，这个 Ezekiel 这个人，他实际上不会讲西班牙话。
But his Cantonese is very good.
但是他的广东话不错。
And all the Chinese people in Panama City.Speak Spanish and Cantonese.
而所有在巴拿马的华人大部分会讲西班牙话或者广东话。
So I said, okay, that's pretty cool.
然后我说好吧，这个听起来是挺有挑战性的。
Like I said, he's lived a full, satisfying life. He should be retiring with every other 71-year-old person in his position.
就有如我刚刚所说，实际上他过去的生活多彩多姿，他也应该到一个年纪能够享受他的人生了。
But he was not willing to follow the crowd.
但是他却不愿意跟着大伙往那种潮流去走。
There was a calling on him to build the house of God among Chinese people.In Panama.
他却有一份呼召，他愿意回应，愿意到巴拿马去为那边的华人服务。
And even if he seems weird or strange or going against the crowd, that didn't matter to Ezekiel.
也许大家认为他是一个怪人，总是做一些奇奇怪怪的事情，但是这个却不搅扰 Ezekiel 的心智。
My word is it shouldn't matter to you either.
实际上我也跟大家说，这个也不要也不应该成为大家的打扰。
So let's see if there's a last slide that sums up everything here.
然后
Nope, that's it. Okay. So, like I said, Nehemiah chapter 3 is just a list of names of people who build the house of God.
实际上就有如我刚刚跟大家所说的，尼希米记第三章就列出许许多多的人的名字，他们一起来建造神的家。
But you can learn a lot just by saying what kinds of people are on this list.
而大家可以从这些名字当中学到许多，我们到底与他们有什么的相似处，哪些人可以建造神的家呢？
God calls people who have committed major sins in their past and have been forgiven.
神呼召了一些曾经在过去犯了严重的罪的，神却接纳了他们，让他们一起来参与神的工。
God calls people who might think of themselves as unqualified or unskilled.
神也呼召一些人，他们可能自认为他自己没有能力，没有资格。
God calls people who do not follow their peer group or the rest of the crowd.
神也呼召一些人不跟着潮流去走，他们却愿意成为中流砥柱， 成为少数来到神面前。
So if you're saying, Dr. Chan, don't look at me,
或者你可以说, 哎, 陈教授, 你不要找我,
the Lord is calling you.
实际上神就呼召你。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord Jesus, I ask now that you would strengthen the convictions of the people in this church to be builders of the house of God.
主啊, 愿意你刚强, 建造在我们当中这一批人愿意来到你的殿中建造
Enable them to overcome fear and hesitation
赐给他们能力以至于他们可以胜过心中的犹豫以及胆怯
In Jesus' name, Amen
奉主基督耶稣的名, Amen